Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Jaime Lopez. Jaime Lopez is the co-founder and chief technology officer for Mitaverse. Jaime was born and raised in Bogota, Colombia, attended the University of Arizona, attaining a BS in physics. He then attended Stanford University for a master's in electrical engineering with a concentration in lasers and photonics. Jaime then moved to Buenos Aires, Argentina, where he worked as a laser engineer for several manufacturing companies, focusing on the maintenance and sales of laser products. In 2003, Jaime migrated to Toronto, Canada, where he was exposed to the live shows and entertainment industry, which sparked his entrepreneurial mindset. Jaime went on to develop a media server application called Brash that allowed media control and automation on live shows. This product won several awards and accolades and was widely used for internationally renowned artists such as Andrea Bocelli, Tiesto, Paul Van Dyke, David Guetta, Eros Ramazzotti, Madonna, and many others. Well, good afternoon, Jaime. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely, Jaime. This is exciting. You know, I do podcasts all around the world, but this is exciting because we get to talk a little bit about some tech and some of the new emerging things that everybody talks about today as far as the metaverse and other emerging technologies that are bringing people into this 3D world. So we're going to jump right into these questions, Jaime. You've got quite Yeah, absolutely. You've got quite the background in physics, engineering. You're a serial entrepreneur and now the co-founder and chief technology officer of Mitaverse. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Well, I wouldn't call it a secret. It's just basically I've been driven my life since I was very little by three main principles. One is resilience, the other one is passion, and the other one is inspiration. And my father, when I was quite young, he actually taught me those principles, and he he was very adamant on me supporting any endeavor, any type of thing that I wanted to do in my life on those three pillars. And it has worked out pretty well. Life is full of different surprises and the path changes, and there is never a straight line between point A and point B. But those three pillars have helped me get where I wanted to go. In particular, in the case of Mitaverse, we've been using those three pillars consistently for the last couple years. We went through COVID, and there was a lot of situations, a lot of curveballs thrown at us, and probably at 7 billion other people in the world. And it helped. It helped a lot because we were able to adjust, adapt, find the right path, and that's how we've been doing it.
That's amazing, and I love the example of the three pillars. I think that combination there is certainly a key to success, anyway. So I appreciate the share. And so, Jaime, talk to us about your Mitaverse platform that creates 3D immersive settings, which provide businesses with digitally visualized hybrid workspaces, allowing for multiplayer face-to-face interactions, et cetera, et cetera. Could you share a little bit about that?
Of course. When we started Mitaverse and we were thinking about, we wanted to create a space where people can feel that sense of togetherness that at the time that when we were creating Mitaverse, it was missed because COVID had us in isolation and people were not able to see each other. So we wanted to synthesize that feeling of being together somewhere, not in a way that you can do it on Zoom or any of the standard video call applications, but rather having that feeling that you went somewhere else and got together with someone. So we started working on this with our engineers and myself and figured out that it was quite important to have certain elements or center ingredients for this thing to actually work. The first one, it was that the person needs to represent themselves in this virtual space, so to speak, but as well, they needed to be able to express themselves. So the representation was not enough. The expression was quite important. So people should be able to dance or wave their hands being able to express love or attention or things like that. So we started to creating all these tools for the users, the use of webcam as computer vision as well, to be able to transmit expressions through as a motion capture device, or being able to project your webcam inside of a 3D world and things like that. And that basically is the secret sauce behind Mitaverse, is the ability to be able to interact in a more natural way in this virtual environment. And that's what we call the synthesizing togetherness.
I love that. And, you know, we talked for the last 2.5 years with the pandemic. So many innovations have come about, but I think the platform that you've created and truly helps people with that connectedness, right? We're human beings. We need to be connected. We need to be together. And the closest thing during a pandemic you can do is introducing these types of technologies. So thank you very much for that share. And Jaime, you're obviously leveraging some new and emerging technologies. That's what we talk about here on this platform. Could you maybe share something with us today in that, maybe in your tech stack?
Of course. So one thing I want to add to the last question as well is, because the byproduct of creating this togetherness in this virtual space, it was commercially talking, let's say, it's the possibility to create these beautiful true-to-life environments where people can actually present their own products or, create these networking events or just basically their virtual office where all the employees can go and find themselves having a coffee and bump with each other and say, hey, I haven't seen you in a while. What are you doing here? And that type of situation. And that has become very, very powerful, to the point that it's our core business right now. We are focalizing ourselves in creating those spaces for companies. In terms of the technology stack, of course, the most important thing that we have at the heart of the application is basically we're using the Unreal Engine 5, and that's the main engine that we are using. This is a 3D engine, very similar to the stuff that people use on the on games, but we have taken to another level in terms of realism. And of course, attached to that, we have all these different communication protocols that allow people to, once they validate their identity, they can have cameras or microphones or motion capture devices and live streams connected. So it's a whole media environment that allows people to have the tools at their disposal to interact in this world.
Thank you. We certainly appreciate a little bit of elaboration on the tech, because again, we are a tech platform, so our audience loves that. And Jaime, last question here, could you share maybe something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in tech or entrepreneurship?
So yeah, I think probably the most important thing that I could say about people is about growing your career is the persistence and always trying to follow the mission that you have in life. I don't remember right now the name of the writer, but there's a writer that says that a man has two very important moments in their life, and it's when they are born and when they found what they came to this world to do. And those are the two points that are so important. And that speaks about the mission that you have in your life. Sometimes people confuse the mission with the dream. The dream you can compromise the dream, but you cannot compromise the mission. If you get stuck to the dream, you might be end up prostrated or failing in your purpose. But if the mission is clear, then, and sometimes the mission and the dream are the same. Sometimes that happens, but it's not always like that. And you need to be able to differentiate between one and the other, and being able to put the dream aside and always make sure that the mission gets accomplished. That would be my advice. Just make sure that you define your mission, and then how to get to your mission, that's another story. But that's the most important part of your life.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And so does our audience. Again, you've shared some good gems with us today, and we're very grateful for that. So, Jaime, it was a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. And let's talk each other again.
Bye for now.